السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. I was traveling and passing a land, and this land full of tourism, people, tourists, enjoying their life, and the majority just walking from one place to another, and just having fun and whatever, like any tourist. The only difference is, this place, it hit me, is every small amount of time and space, I see a graveland. Graveland after graveland and after graveland. This is a land full of blood of a Muslim, of innocent people who is dead. And I'm walking over land, over dead people. And all of a sudden, I remember one verse. This verse, I learned about this verse and heard it when I was 16 years old, with chapter Ibrahim alayhi salam, chapter Ibrahim, verse 45. And I remember the scholar who said it. He said it and he was crying. And he what he said? وَسَكَنْتُمْ فِي مَسَاكِنَ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and you dwelt in the dwelling of those who wronged themselves. In Arabic, actually, and you lived in the houses of those who are oppressed themselves. وَتَبَيَّنَ لَكُمْ كَيْفَ فَعَلْنَا بِهِمْ. And it became clear to you how we dealt with them. And we put forth for you the example. وَضَرَبْنَا لَكُمُ الْأَمْثَالِ. And we give you the example. I remember when I was young, what the scholar said. The tafsir of this ayah. And you lived in the houses of those who died. And you know what we did with them? Meaning they dead. Where's the owner of the houses? Where's the owner of the palaces? Where are the people of the grave? Meaning where's the owner of these houses? They are in a grave. What message I should gain from that? What message I should gain from that? What message I should gain when I look to the houses? What message should I gain when I look to the grave? If I am full of dunya, I compare, I want house, I think about my next house, and all I think about house. And if I'm a mu'min, I think about the grave and the journey of death and the life after the grave, which is Jannah or Jahannam. My dear brother and sister in Islam, read after that chapter Ibrahim, verse 46, 47, 48, and keep going. Read it with a heart. Today, we're watching the news, we see people dying, we see the condition of the Ummah. I see the condition of the Ummah not only for the death, I see the family parents who destroy their own children and the future of the Ummah. I see us going from one place to another without no any goal and purpose. I see the people who are going as a tourist from one place to another, and if we get tourism in Islam is so beautiful called siyaha. But siyaha for Sabilillah, it's so beautiful to see the wonder, to see the wonder of Allah, to see the condition and learn from it, to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to elevate the name of Allah, to get closer to Allah, to gain knowledge, to gain wisdom, to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to act like a bees. This is what's happening to the companion. The bees will go from one flower to another, not to have fun, not to look to the color, not to enjoy the color, not to take the sweetness and that said. No. Without the bees, none of us will eat until today. Go study what the bees do between one flower to another, one tree to another. Look, go study the kingdom of bees, what they do to mankind. They go from one place to another to support the journey of the fruit, male and female. I'm not going to go to biology now, but the bottom line, they have a purpose, a great purpose. A very, very strong purpose of existence. Do we go with a purpose? Do we walk with a purpose? Do we marry with a purpose? Do we care for our children with a purpose? Do we talk with a purpose? Do we silent with a purpose? Do we think with a purpose? This is what the companion of Rasulullah learned from their own teacher, Rasulullah. Everything has a maqasid, purpose. My dear brother and sister in Islam, very soon we'll be under, and this land of Allah will be witness to us or against us. And the time will be witness to us or against us. And the money will be witness to us or against us. Everything. Everything. And the knowledge will be for us or against us. The mountain, the sky, the flower. You name it. My dear brother and sister in Islam, what we gain from traveling, and you have to know, we have two kinds of traveling, physical traveling and traveling for time. We are traveling. We are traveling in the capsule of time. It's called the Qadr of Allah for us. How many years we will be in this land and we're leaving. And this time is moving very fast, and it's up to us to see what we gain from that, what I'm gaining from my time, what I'm gaining from my place, what the place give me. Is the place enhance my iman and my closeness to Allah, or the opposite? Did I give to the land, or the land give me? Do I give the time, or the time give me? Do I support the time, or the time support me? Again, all this, if I'm in a state of iman, but if I'm in a state of heedlessness, that's it. I take photo, I eat, I drink like animal, and I move, and the land will be witness against me. And I'm living in heedlessness, and later on, I posting all the photo, and look what I get, look what I take, look. And that's it. No purpose, no maqsad, no goal, nothing for Allah. Remember, my brother and sister in Islam, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. All the action according to the niyyah. According to the niyyah, you will receive. What is our niyyah? What is our niyyah? Extremely important. What is our niyyah? What is our intention? What is my purpose of talking or leaving or going or taking or loving or disloving, whatever? Please go to chapter Ibrahim alayhi salam and read verse 45 on. And even you can go to 43 and 44 too. Yeah. Read it. We are too far from Quran, too far from the news, too far from what's going on, and to the point we become rebellious against the state of awareness and awakeness. May Allah open for us and make us among dhakirin, not ghafilin. And may Allah make us among shakirin, abidin, ساجدين موحدين راضين مرتضين. آمين يا رب العالمين. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.